This evening, music and poetry of the Vietnam War meet on stage in Harlem on this first day of Poetry Month. Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Yusuf Komunyakaa joins jazz violinist Billy Bang, both of them veterans who have used their art to deal with painful memories. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter spoke with both of them this week.
Yusuf Komunyakaa grew up in rural Louisiana and served in Vietnam in 1969 and 70. When he came back, he went to college and went on to become a celebrated American poet. But it took years before he was ready to deal with the war in his poetry.
I was renovating a house in New Orleans, and 14 years after the experience, perhaps because of the dust and the debris in August in Louisiana, I found myself writing a poem entitled Somewhere Near Fubai, and it all just broke loose.
Komunyakaa's collection of Vietnam-themed poems is titled Dien Cai Dao, which means crazy. It came out in 1988, and it became some of his most famous work. Here's a piece called Thanks.
Thanks for the tree between me and the sniper's bullet. I don't know what made the grass sway seconds before the Viet Cong raised his soundless rifle.
It took me a lot longer. I've personally been trying to avoid it.
Jazz violinist Billy Bang grew up in the Bronx, went to prep school, and ended up in Vietnam just in time for the Tet Offensive. Coming back, he felt alone and alienated.
Especially to being frustrated and not able to cope in the general public and, you know, still having nightmares.
For years, Bang eked out a life at the margins of the New York avant-garde jazz scene. He fought with mental illness and addiction. In the year 2000, he found himself broke, so he reached out to his record company, the small jazz label Just In Time, looking for work.
And they said, sure, Mr. Bang, we don't want to offend you, but would you consider writing about your experience in Vietnam? I said, oh, man, that's too personal, man. I'm not going to do that. But let me think about it. I really did open up. I was crying. I was reliving the whole traumatic experience that I've been hiding or shunning away from all these years.
Billy Bang has made two Vietnam-themed records, working with other veterans in his ensemble. Both he and Komunyakaa have traveled to Vietnam. Neither of them wants to be known for just their Vietnam work. But as Komunyakaa says, once you've been in a place like that, it stays with you forever.
We internalize pathos, we internalize pain, and it pretty much becomes the overlay for how we see and experience the world.
Billy Bang says confronting Vietnam has produced some of his best performances and also conversations with the audience. His time in combat is 40 years in the past, but he says it's still a living thing. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.
Yusuf Komunyakaa and Billy Bang are presenting a new work tonight at the Gatehouse in Harlem. You can listen to their full conversation with WNYC Siddhartha Mitter and hear Komunyakaa read two of his Vietnam poems. It's on our website, WNYC.org.